Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
There was a bit of commotion in the office yesterday.
Yeah.
I stood clear of it. I'm like, too much for me. You were in the thick of it. What was going on?
We kind of talked about it a little earlier in the show, but there was some guinea pig dramas. So one, our lovely receptionist decided she wanted a couple of guinea pigs. She's got a little boy at home and it was just the perfect pet, right?
It did seem to be just on a whim, like 10 a.m. I'm going to pick up some guinea pigs from Hooked on Pets.
Yeah, went down to Hooked on Pets, Barry. I went with her. I think it's probably how I ended up dragged into the whole situation in the end. We got back and one thing led to another. We had the guinea pigs around meeting everyone. One got away.
Just scurried off.
It just ran off. And I know guinea pigs. Like, I've had guinea pigs before. They'll fit into any gap and they will get proper stuck. They're like mice. They just make themselves skinny.
Well, they think they're mice and they get stuck.
Well, that's the thing. So this one particular guinea pig ran into our boss Chris's office and he had a, like, the tiniest gap between the wall and his desk and it just ran straight in there. Problem was, it was so small it couldn't turn around and there was no back way in. So it was just the one-way alleyway.
So deep enough you couldn't actually reach your hand out and pull it.
And we tried. You know, we had, like, Whitey got involved. He's got quite skinny arms, so he was sticking them in there. We could not get this thing out. We had tongs. We had cardboard. We were using a, like, go. Now, mind you, we were being very gentle in this all the time, sure, which is probably why a lot of what we did didn't really work. Anyway, here's the thing, and here's my argument, and I really hope everyone's listening right now. I said, let's slide something under the guinea pig and just essentially, like, get it to sit on top of it and then just pull it back out. Simple as that, right? Because the guinea pig can't back itself
yes.
out. No one listened. Nobody listened. They're like, yeah, we'll try with this ruler. I'm like, the ruler's got too much bend. We need something solid that'll fit through the gap, go under the guinea pig, and just shoop.
I should point out, there were maybe five people in Chris's office at this point. Chris was just working. Everyone else just trying to... Too many cooks.
It was a lot. Too many cooks. So in the end, I was like, I was not helping in any way, so I just backed out.
Yep.
Lo and behold, they got the guinea pig out. How did they do it, you ask? They stuck something underneath the guinea pig and pulled it back out, and huzzah, it worked. What a genius idea. Who might have thought of that? Not me, apparently.
Someone owes you a parade.
I think I should just charge a fee.
Can I put a positive spin on it, Brooke?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, I was watching your primary school graduation video.
Yes, you were.
Primary school graduation, you're talking about your hopes and your dreams. Mm. In your little bio that you wrote, you said she someday hopes to be working with animals.
That's true.
You didn't think you'd done it, but you secretly did it.
Nah, you guys are a bunch of animals. We're like a zoo in here. It's fine. Close enough, right?
Rude. I'm nothing but sweet and kind.